Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick spill. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you just joined us, or you missed an episode, all episodes of The Men's Room are available on radio.com. Our question, why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
All right, we got Benjamin back. Welcome back to the show, Benjamin.
Hey, is this better? Sorry.
Yeah, much better. You, okay.
All right. Yeah, so Benjamin Joseph, and went through a lot of school and went as a BJ, like, through elementary until realized, or other friends and family realized, Lahore does not go well with BJ.
Right. Oh,
your last
my
name,
God.
Your last name was Lahore?
It is, yes. Lahore.
All
like
right.
It sounds without the W.
BJ Lahore. That is, man, that is a hell of a name.
That's French, right?
Yeah. What does Lahore mean?
There's been a lot of discussion on it, but my father says that it was an honorable profession in France.
Okay. I guess he's being facetious.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
I think we'll have our answer to this one pretty easy. Hello, Marvel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
I've actually met Ted when he came down to University Place a couple years ago.
Nice. Was I singing karaoke?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
You were doing the Miller thing, and we took pictures outside.
Dope.
But yeah, it's really my real name is Marvel.
And were you named after the comic?
No, I was actually named after my dad.
Oh, he was mad. Like, no, I deal with this, you're dealing with it too. So you're Marvel Jr.?
Yes, I am.
Good Lord, man. I bet you're a comic book with little kids.
I'm thinking of Saturday morning cartoons.
Right, so
I
guess Marvel Jr.
Superboy.
Yeah.
I guess that's DC.
I've actually had people take my license thinking that it was fake, and I've been in like a GameStop for issues, and like the guy on the other line was like, "This is a fake name," and the guy in GameStop was like, "No, he's standing in front of me. It's not fake."
But he's having an issue with a Spider-Man game.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm talking to Marvel. There's a problem. I would think that would get things done. I got Marvel on the line. He's got a problem with the Spider-Man comic. Hey,
or just when you go to the movie theater, just drop your ID and go, like, you know, it's comped. Right?
Marvel, come on, man.
You know.
By the way, a couple comments come in, and, I can't find that. Anyway, when I lived in Rochester, and I believe that this car dealership is still there. So, you know, when you buy a car, now they put the license plate frame around it as the name of the dealership. Back in the day, they actually glued, you know, the logo onto the actual vehicle. So we had a Pontiac Grand Am, and for years, I cannot believe how long the thing ran. Anyway, they bought it, and we got it from Dick Eyed Pontiac. The guy's last name is I-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
But when you live there, you do not think about it, because he advertised all the time, Dick Eyed Pontiac, you know, July 4th sale. Never gave it a thought. We moved that car down to Baltimore, and man, oh, man, did we definitely start giving it some thought. I mean, everyone we met is like, what was that saying in the back of your car?
I took it to Coons Pontiac to get it serviced.
Oh, man. They launched, Coons Ford outside of Baltimore. Yeah. All right. They launched in the mid-80s. I'm in high school at this point, and let's just say the first time that they started advertising on TV, because this was a new dealership, none of us were aware this place existed. So you're watching whatever show, and it's like, man, Coons Ford, grand opening, blah, 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 blah. I go to school the next day, man. You want to talk about some angry brothers in class. And I'm like, look, I don't know, but I'm assuming it's named after someone's last name. I just have a hard time believing that someone would have balls big enough to be like, yeah, Coons Ford. I'm like, man, I'm pretty sure it's a guy's name.
And yeah, it was one in College Park.
Yeah. Oh, he expanded. That's the thing.
Come down and get a Ford Bronco.
Dude, like, Coons ended up being everywhere. And I know how that sounds, but I'm saying you couldn't drive anywhere in the Baltimore, D.C. area without I'll sing a sign for Coons.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
So anyway, used to be in the military in Germany, was a medic in a hospital. And we would work late night sometimes over at the ER. And for the heck of it, we'd start doing prank phone calls just later in the daytime, just well enough for our, it was a German-American military hospital, so some of the staff there was actually German. And there's nothing funnier than having some German guy go, private pox to family practice, private pox to family practice. And so what we would do is call Major Woody to call gynecology.
This is what you guys spent your time doing.
Lost got a hold of us, and we kind of got a little bit of trouble for it. Plus, there actually was a Major Woody there.
Oh, no.
I don't know why he kept getting called to gynecology. He was a family practice doctor.
That's fantastic.
I mean, you couldn't have gotten in that much trouble, right?
No, not really, but, you know.
Okay.
Private pods.
Holding an earful and some push-ups.
Okay. I think it was worth it.
See, man, I miss the good old days of prank calls, man. I mean, it got down to like an art form, you know, the longer you could keep someone on the phone, and now a caller ID, like, it's over.
That's one of my favorite parts about The Simpsons, man. Somebody called Moe's Bar.
Oh, every time.
I need Amanda Hugginkiss. Is there Amanda Hugginkiss?
Yeah, the prank call started dying when I was in high school because everybody got caller ID.
Once you had caller
and then once
ID.
Cell phones came out, it was a wrap.
I know.
Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Good, clean fun back in the day.
I mean, we used to do it to people we liked, too. We just didn't invite.
Anybody.
Yeah, if it was Friday night, we just weren't hanging out with, say, PJ. We'd call his house and prank him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they know it's you.
Yeah.
But there's nothing they can do about it. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
All right, so imagine a white guy in 2007 with the last name Ali.
Oh, wow.
Like, really uncommon. And so I kept getting these phone calls. I'm a traveling salesman. I keep getting these phone calls at home from different women, ask them where am I at, saying they're my girlfriend, this and that. So I'd come home, and there'd be nothing but a fight for me every night. And this went on for months. I'd sleep on the couch. Then finally, about 3 months later, Sizzler calls, and it's the manager wanting to know why I'm not at work. And so my wife talked to this guy for about 30 minutes and realizes there's another John Ali in Tacoma, Washington.
And so she thought that you were cheating on her on the road the entire time?
The whole time. I'd come home, I'd sleep on the couch, I'd try to argue my way through it. And the whole time, there just happened to be another 27-year-old white guy named Ali.
Did you, so
he was white, too? That's the shock.
Did you guys stay married?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you survived the Sizzler years.
I survived the Sizzler years, but I survived him on the couch.
Man, oh man, that's rough.
That sucks, dude.
That is rough.
It was really rough.
Did you get an apology?
I got an exceptional apology.
Okay, you're not sleeping on the couch anymore, is what you're saying.
No, all's well that ends well.
Okay.
That's like
positive Sizzler
water
stories.
Under the bridge, brother. That apology was.
But every time
else.
You pass a Sizzler, that's the first thing that comes to your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA.
Told you my old Sizzler closed, Miles.
Ah, bummer, really?
I know. Saw it a couple weeks ago.
What did they turn it into?
Nothing. It's just a sad building standing there between a bunch of new ones. And I said, hey, that used to be the Sizzler. She goes, that was.
Based on where you are from, my prediction is that your Sizzler will become a church. Because this is the way they do it on the East Coast. If 7-Eleven vacates, now keep in mind, they don't change the color. It's still orange, white, and green, right? And it becomes a church. And where the 7-Eleven sign, this was right outside of my home on York Road, where the 7-Eleven marquee would be outside that would spin around. They got rid of the 7-Eleven thing and put up a cross.
Oh.
There's a church and a Pizza Hut. They tried to paint the roof, but we're like, bro, it's a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if once a franchise, McDonald's, it's a standard looking
building. There's a whole website.
But now it's a church.
Used to be a Pizza Hut.
Right. But it's unbelievable,
it's
man.
Like dental offices and everything else.
Peruvian chicken, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why was the name important to the story? 844-999-OLA. There are all kinds.
I swear to God, place called Sardi's. It's great on the East Coast.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, what's up?
Hola.
So I'm sitting here, and you start talking about Coons Ford, and I go, hey, I'm a Coons. I'll give him a call.
We should do a podcast together.
Exactly.
We should.
But we'll just use your last name. Watch people get upset.
Two Coons.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So it is spelled just like you would imagine, C-O-O-N-S, in the... Quick story is I was stationed in the Navy, went to boot camp in San Diego. Little background, I'm from Lily White, Idaho. Did not grow up with any black people at all.
It's because we know you're in Idaho.
Yeah. So went to San Diego and then boot camp and then moved on down to my first training station was down in Meridian, Mississippi. And in Meridian, Mississippi, back in, I think it was about 79, you had two options. You could either go fishing on base or you could go to the downtown mall. And in the Navy, everybody goes by their last name. So me and a bunch of buddies went down to the mall one Saturday. Real short story, I'm meandering down the mall, predominantly black neighborhood, get about 20, 30 paces ahead of my buddies. And one of them yells out, hey, Coons!
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I turn around, and I saw about 15 people turn around at the same time. Four big brothers started walking towards my shipmate. And I just kind of spun around the other way and said, I got to go. Oh. And that was
you
it.
Made the right call.
Yep. And I just did a quick about face and got out of there and kind of peeked around the corner to see what happened. And it did not escalate into anything. They did some quick talking and it was over after that. So they quit calling me by my last name after that.
Yeah, they did. I bet they did, man. Yeah, that's... Hey, Coons.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Why was the name important to the story? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Start out with a few. It says, guys, my birth name is John Holmes. Dot, 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 dot. Well, that's great. But my question would be this. As far as the story goes, you know, maybe you've been with someone and you get to that point where for the first time you might be intimate and maybe you've heard a comment or two because your name is John Holmes.
But it's never going to be a positive comment.
It can't be because you'll never be John Holmes.
Right. He's known for one thing and it wasn't his mustache.
Guys, I'm dating Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
He turned me on to listening to you guys and your show. My daughter, again, had an albino kid at her high school. His name is Tanner. I S U not. That from Michelle. Former manager of mine, the last name is Skinner, married a dude with the last name Skinner, which is pretty convenient. On a related note, my dad's dermatologist is Dr. Skinner. Liquor and Horrors, guys. That from Max. I have the same name as the music producer of the band Corrosion of Conformity. I did not know the connection until I went to see a friend's band play a few years back. Bouncer read my name and thought I was him. Then every band playing that night came to talk to me all night long. Hey, Ted, my late uncle was also Ted Smith. He was a legislator in Alaska. He was a character. You should look up Ted Smith re-election campaign on YouTube. You won't be disappointed. Love the show. That from Brian Smith. P.S. My brother is also Tim. So you got a Tim Smith in there as well. Any comments?
Yeah, cousin Tim and an Uncle Tim.
Let me see here. There is a guy. He says, I go by Steve the Thrill Hill. I almost got into a bar fight, but I didn't. They thought I was you, but I'm white. Go figure. Ola, gentlemen, my last name is Hammer. They have an exclamation point. They are happy about this. I am definitely thankful for that name. As a kid, I played football in the 90s. I was a defensive tackle, and every time I got a sack, they would play MC Hammer, can't touch this. In the military, I was Sergeant Hammer. I also wanted to share with you guys that I am related to Davy Crockett. My grandmother's maiden name was Crockett. We did genealogy and found out the chances are very likely that we are related.
Crockett Hammer.
Sergeant Hammer.
Moving on to the birthdays, all the bitches today. My little brother Damon is taking his 10th trip around the sun. So how about giving him a suck it up cupcake? And Coach Ted talking about being 10. That from Mom, Dad, and Big Bro.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Well, you're 10 now. Good news is, it's not too old, but it's double digits, son. You're getting up there. You got to be responsible now. You got to do the little things. I need that trash taken out. I need as many sports teams as I can play or as many instruments. Whatever you're interested in, keep doing it. It's pretty soon you're going to have to narrow it down to one.
Wow, the gloom came in quick.
Oh, man, yeah, you don't want to. Yeah.
I'm just saying, it disappoints me. These kids all play club teams and stuff. Like, let them play three sports.
It wouldn't be that good if they didn't focus on the sport, Dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, ask Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm. Ola Bacholas, today is my wonderful girlfriend's 30th birthday, and I would like it if you could give her an original fish sandwich and that your penis is too small. Thanks a lot, guys. That's from Adam in Olympia.
Fish sandwich.
Birthday shout out to my awesome sister-in-law Joanne. Could you please get some dirty Germans talking about how she is a lady plumber? Thanks a lot, guys. That from Dean.
Yeah, this lady plumber. I believe that is actually a sex move in the German version of the Kama Sutra.
Yeah, so you know what's great about the Kama Sutra as well is she have plenty of these fabrics to clean it up.
Yeah, we will be plumbing.
Yeah, some of you stay-at-home mom, she's got that joke.
Afternoon, fellas.
I'm going to snake your dream.
Today is my wife's 50th birthday. I would love to hear the dirty Germans talking about her reaching cougar status. Love the show. I've been listening since the very beginning.
Yeah, you have officially reached cougar status. Tonight I plan on simply reaching for cougar.
Yes, that's the thing with the cougar. Once you see it, it's too late and it's attacked you.
Yeah, are you stalking me now? In the tall grass?
Bacholas, want to get a birthday shout out for your favorite front desk gal, your very own, the lovely Veronica, who is turning 39-ish today. Can we get turtle wax with the angry bagel guy in the pause and the dirty Germans talking about sewing and pounding White Claws? Thanks, guys. That's from John, Stefan, and Angela.
Shut your mouth! You're not God or my father or my...
Yeah, I do not know much about these white claws, but tonight I'll be taking a look at your white knuckles.
See, I have two of these white claws to hold drinks with. Some mangoes.
Yeah, Veronica's mangoes.
Yeah, we all know Swirl's favorite flavor, but black cherries.
Yeah. You got a black cherry?
It's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I mean, mangoes are fun to order, but I love the black cherries.
You order mango because you like saying mango?
Well, we got a gang sign. White mango claw.
Wow. I wish people could have seen what we saw.
Does the bartender know this?
There's one bar I go to enough where he's just like, yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails here. Guys, Ola Bacholas, first things first. My ears wanted me to let you all know that you guys are their best friends. Anyway, to answer your question, Thrill, you may not know it, but I think you gave the answer away as far as who the mysterious grape catcher is here in the men's room. You said it was a potential baby big dummy question. We used to have a category that was...
Members only.
Yeah, know your men's room or whatever.
And basically, I would make a true statement, and one of the members of this show, that statement was attributed to them, and the one that I had not gotten to, one of the members of the show has a remarkable ability, stupid as it is, to catch grapes in her mouth. If you can throw it, you know, or reasonable distance.
Mm-hmm. You may not know it, but I think you gave the answer away, Thrill. It's Robin. I am convinced I'm right. Therefore, this is going to be one of those hero or goat emails. In Ted's world, that means I'm winning either way, so that's enough for me to go home feeling like I'm Charlie Sheen. You guys rock. Thanks for the laughs and the smiles. That from Michael, who listens on the app in San Jose, California. And you too can download the radio.com app and stream the show live and listen to us just like Mike down there in San Jose. And that's professional journalism right there.
Miles, there's only one great catcher in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ted Smith.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're not the goat, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're damn wrong, man.
Yeah, it's the Ted Smith.
Yeah, do I not look like somebody that can catch grapes with their mouth?
You know, when you say it, you do.
Yeah, and I love it. And whenever there's grapes around, I'm just like, toss me.
Have you seen the guy who catches them off the bridge?
I haven't, but I'm dead serious. My buddy Bernie, when we would tailgate, I could throw, you know, cars at a tailgate are parked end to end. I could throw it over three rows of cars, cherry tomato, and he would catch it.
In his mouth?
Yes.
Damn.
And every time, just like that. I'm pretty good with grapes, but I got to be within a few feet of you.
Yeah.
They did me dirty as a subject about 10 years ago, guys. I was working at a manager at a mid-tier hotel. My general manager was the one who handled all the cash deposits, removing the cash from the safe and delivering it to the bank for the deposit. Well, one day, he suddenly asked me if I could handle the cash deposits. He showed me how to do it, gave me access. I thought it was odd. I went along with it. Next day, he called and said he broke his finger and wouldn't be able to make it in for 2 weeks due to being on pain medication and unable to drive. Okay, so I do the deposits for those 2 weeks. Upon his return, I left for paid vacation. During my vacation, I receive a call from the vice president of the hotel company asking me to come in. I explained I was on paid vacation. He said that did not matter. I came in, found out all the higher-ups gathered in my boss's office. A very large pile of cash was on the desk, very large, as in at least 2 feet high, 2 feet wide.
Jeez.
They asked me if I knew where that came from. No, of course I didn't. It was in my boss's office. It ended up my boss had been stealing all the cash from the deposits, and instead of paying the account with a, he said he paid the account with a declined credit card. I lost half of my vacation time and half the pay for it because I was placed on unpaid leave during the investigation. I had to be questioned by the police. I would not have been the suspect had the jerk not given me access to the cash just before the audit that turned up his thievery. He knew he was about to be caught and tried to make me his scapegoat. Anyway, he skipped town. I stayed at the hotel for another couple of months before bouncing out of that hot mess. That from Tiffany in lovely Nashville, Tennessee. All right, there you go.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look, Ryan Castle in the house.
So before we get into the list today, I think I need to mention an omission on my part that has been an omission on the part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for years, and that is...
Sorry, it's in Cleveland?
T-Rex, well, and then there's that, is not on my list today, but T-Rex did finally get a nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been eligible since 1993. This year, they finally got nominated.
Which is amazing when you think of the entire genre of music at the time, including Lou Reed, Velvet Underground, David Bowie, all of the bands that were influenced by T-Rex.
You ever know someone for a long time and then like something about them surprises you?
Sure.
I have known my wife for 23 years and like 3 months ago she's listening to T-Rex. I'm like, I didn't know you liked T-Rex. She's like, I love T-Rex.
And 23
How
years.
How did I not know
Electric
that?
Warriors, the greatest years, album
I
ever.
Know. And then I was like, you're really cool, right? You
know? I never knew you were cool.
Actually,
23 years with a nerd and all of a sudden.
All of a sudden she likes T-Rex. I was shocked.
Maybe we'll go to dinner.
So bad on me and bad on the Rock Hall for waiting so long for T-Rex to make the list, but there are a few of those this year, and it feels like maybe the people at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were finally paying attention with some of their nominations this year.
But don't they also have, this for the first time in a long time, the guy who used to run it, I believe his name is Jan Wiener,
Jan,
his name, who ran the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, used to be involved with Rolling Stone magazine for all those years.
Yes.
He is not involved.
You could say he was involved with
Rolling Stone. You could say he owned that thing. So it was basically.
So that's why they're getting a little bit.
It was basically him or bust. Well, I mean, as far as the nominations are concerned, it's a different guy.
But Rolling Stone magazine, as we notoriously pointed out last week, you know, so with him out, maybe they opened it up a little more.
Perhaps.
Okay. I don't know. I know none of the
criteria is the same.
Some of the other bands that were nominated that we're not going to play.
I'll run through some of the ones. Depeche Mode got nominated again this year. I believe this is the 17th time Depeche Mode has been nominated.
Yeah, they came around within the past year on a reunion tour, and they sold out Key Arena. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to go to that.
I was also unfortunate enough to go.
Yes, I did say unfortunate, but I was going to get there, but you took the joke. But that's okay. But that's exactly how I thought. I was like, as a kid who loved Depeche Mode, they suck live.
Oh, you thought so? I thought they sounded just like Depeche Mode, which is why I did not like the show.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, fair enough. So they do suck live.
To each their own. Kraftwerk, again, MC5 got nominated again.
That's awesome.
Rufus and Chaka Khan got nominated
Chaka Khan, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Seriously. And I think that was the fourth time they were nominated. I have it in my notes here.
I feel for it.
Yeah.
I'm not reading my notes, but I do have my notes present.
I do, but it's like pages of notes. Okay. Because, you know, I research this
stuff. Sure you do.
And then, of course, the aforementioned T-Rex.
These are this year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Number 10. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. Yeah. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me girls used to diss me.
The criteria is 25 years after your first album.
Sure.
One of the things that you do not have to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in a rock and roll band.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Biggie, eligible year, first time was last year in 2019. This is his first nomination.
Nice.
So his first nomination. You got to be happy about that, Ted.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, he's one of those artists, even if you, like, mostly listen to rock, you know Biggie.
Sure. It was like him and Tupac, man. Yeah. They kind of, as far as East Coast, West Coast, they put that on the map.
I think you can look at rock music in two ways. It's a form of music, or it is the music of that era that scares the previous generation.
Well, right.
The music that freaks your parents out. So if that's the criteria, then Biggie is definitely.
I said this to my father once. When I was a kid, you know, and I love rock, and I'm like, why don't you like rock? Or did you listen to rock as a kid? And he said, yes, I did. You just called it something different now.
Right. Sure. And it's a continuation of what other guys are already in the rock and roll. As the age of 25 years goes on, you have Run DMC in there.
Sure.
You've got Public Enemy. You've got NWA. You've got the Beastie Boys.
Think about the influence these people have had on the bands that have come after them as well.
Sure.
Okay. And I might say that Notorious B.I.G. was a rock star.
Yeah,
you know, that's what you call them.
Yeah. This year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Sid and Spin.
Number nine. Why would you say?
It's the Dave Matthews Band, or if you live in Miles' neighborhood, Dave.
That's right. Yeah, right. At QFC. What are you doing here?
If you live in Chicago, you know him as Dirty Bum.
Hey, buddy, watch that cart. You're going to crash into me.
So a Dave Matthews Band has been eligible since 2018. This is the first time they've been nominated.
They should be,
yeah.
They're not huge. My band, but you got to
huge that. In that one, for sure. And from what I understand, a really nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the coffee shop in Miles' neighborhood.
This I think I know the one you're talking about. This year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Number 8.
Wanna do some crack?
Well, so far Dave's alive, I guess, right?
What's that?
I said so far Dave's alive.
Yes.
So that's helpful to pick up this award.
Whitney Houston's been eligible since 2009. This is the first time, surprisingly, she's been nominated. Because, I mean, in that, Whitney Houston has sold more records than most everyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The problem is she went out on such a sour note. Like, you forget that before she was crazy, she was a massive, massive star.
Somehow Ray J shows up again.
I know.
These are this year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Number 6.
Hell yeah. So, Motorhead was one of those bands that everybody kept saying, like, why isn't Motorhead in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Motorhead, of course, never was a huge, huge band. Never sold a gazillion albums or anything like that.
But everyone in rock owes them a debt of gratitude.
Absolutely.
And is intimately familiar.
And absolute icons, especially Lemmy, in that world. And so, finally, Motorhead getting a nod for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Lemmy's got a great birthday as well.
Rob and I messed up the numbers. We at number 6 now? Number 6 now.
Okay.
It's number 6. You're a heartbreaker, dreammaker.
You know her legs were never cold? Always in leg warmers.
Really? I thought that was a friction joke.
She's going for the Pat Benatar look.
Yeah.
Now, with Pat Benatar, does she get in as Pat Benatar, or does she get in with Pat Benatar and husband along?
I think she gets in as Pat Benatar. She okay. gets, I know Neil
Schoen?
Geraldo? No. Schoen's from Germany.
Geraldo?
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera.
You didn't know that Geraldo Rivera was also a guitar player with Pat Benatar. She's been eligible since 2004. This is the first time she's been nominated.
She should be in there.
Yeah.
This is this year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Number 5.
Oh, hell yeah. Doobie Brothers are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's ridiculous.
How on earth are the Doobie Brothers not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, you got Michael McDonald in half the years.
Any band that Michael McDonald has had anything to do with over the years, because we're really talking about Michael McDonald years with
minute
the Doobie
by minute.
Brothers,
right? No, we're talking about all of it. But yeah, Michael McDonald years were especially
fun. Yeah, but he's
fun.
The guy.
Those are the years they made all their money. Doobie Brothers remarkably have been eligible since 1996, and this is the first time the Doobie Brothers have been nominated.
It's the first time.
And fun fact about the Doobie Brothers, not related. and only like one brother.
My name's Vinny Doobie.
Only one black guy.
One brother and old man.
These are this year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Number 4.
Nine Inch Nails has been eligible since 2014. I think anyone can agree when it comes to innovation in music in the late 80s and early 90s and mid 90s. Trent Reznor.
And,
that's the thing. Yeah. They're going to say Nine Inch Nails, this is 100%
about Trent Reznor.
Right.
100%. And it's hard to believe.
Number 3.
That first album came out.
Where do you hate
it? 1989.
I'm going to say this again. I cannot believe Thin Lizzy is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Here's what's worse about Thin Lizzy not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the first time Thin Lizzy has even been nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Thin Lizzy was one of those bands that everybody said every year, like, is Thin Lizzy not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
And I did not know this until today, that Jan Wiener or whatever the hell his name is, it's that Rolling Stone influence, right?
But you would think Lizzy and T-Rex would be in there, but once you're like,
cool.
Well, you guys basically just same band here.
That's what I'm saying. It's that Rolling Stone mentality.
Somebody's going to get screwed on that.
So I think Thin Lizzy goes in this year for sure.
This year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Again.
They influence the way everyone dresses, which probably the best joke Rob Halford has ever pulled on the rock and roll world of Super Macho, but still.
Right.
They got to be in there.
Wait, that outfit came from what?
Right. Surprise.
I've been eligible since 1999. This is the second nomination for Judas Priest, but they were only nominated 2 years ago.
All right, this is this year's nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have managed number one.
Black Hole Sun, won't you come?
I know everyone in this room loves this band for a lot of different reasons. I don't know that they would care that they were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it's nice to see them get a little respect.
He issued a really nice statement to that.
For sure.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go with Sit and Spin. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shout of name, but first,
we're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
On our question today, dealing with names, and why was the name important? Well, believe it or not, there are some foods that have been named after some people out there, and it kind of goes without saying that in a lot of these cases, it makes sense why certain foods are named what they are based on the person who invented said food.
Again, like my chili that I named Gary because I made it out of Gary.
I will give you the description. You give me the food that was named after a real human being.
Okay. All right.
First prepared at Brennan's in New Orleans as a special dessert for a guest of honor. One Richard Foster
who was the head of the New Orleans Crime Commission. This exciting dish sautéed in the kitchen and then was flamed tableside.
That one's easy. As soon as you said Brennan's, I knew it.
Bananas Foster.
Count Pavel Stroganoff gave his name to a slow cooker classic. Historical records show that the Stroganoff family was in charge of managing much of Siberia, so it got cold. So they needed a hearty meal to make it through the winter. Any idea what Pavel Stroganoff came up with?
Would that be beef stroganoff?
That is correct.
Oh.
This classic dish is named after the Duke of Wellington, who famously defeated Napoleon at Waterloo, ending his historic reign in Europe. The Duke celebrated this victory with a delicious victory meal of beef and mushrooms inside a savory pastry crust.
Ted, you got this one?
I'm going to say beef Wellington.
Unbelievable. That is correct. Unbelievable.
Good answer.
Name for the fourth Earl of Sandwich, a devoted gambler who hated leaving the game tables for meals. He didn't want to leave. So he ordered his butler to bring him meat wedged between slices of bread for a handheld meal that would let him continue to play cards. Any guesses?
I'm going to guess Sandwich.
That is correct, Sandwich.
Woo.
Unbelievable.
Good job, Thrill.
We move on. Mr. Cesar Cardini invented this crunchy vegetable in Tijuana, Mexico. While Caesar came up with virtually every element, it was his brother Alex who added the finishing touch, the anchovy, which added an elusive umami flavor. What did Caesar Cardini invent?
The Caesar salad.
Good answer.
That is correct.
Good answer.
And finally, Mr. Lemuel Benedict dropped into the Waldorf Hotel for brunch while nursing a serious hangover.
That's brunch.
He ordered the components of this future classic brunch dish, and the chef immediately recognized the genius of Lemuel Benedict. Anybody?
Scrambled eggs.
Omelets.
No, it's in fact Eggs Benedict.
Oh,
yes, so close. Eggs Benny.
And there you go on what you don't need to know, Wobbin, and we made it to drink it today.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast the owner and the employees of Timpson's Locksmiths in Edinburgh, Scotland. All you need to know, this place has been around for a long, long time. They're located on Nicholson Street, right downtown. One of the things they do, they help reform convicts. When they get out of jail, they give them an actual job. They give them some skills. They actually give money to a lot of charities. This is a famous place. This is a popular place. And people there really, really just enjoy having this business there. But they were a little shocked the other day when they realized that the owner and all the employees of Timpson's Locksmith had locked themselves out of their own store.
Oh, Jesus.
So they were all outside. Some of them had a few tools in the truck, but eventually they were able to get themselves in after, I believe, over an hour and a half. So everyone's walking. Since Locksmith, so well known in this part of town. Like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, we locked ourselves out, man. So I don't know if that helps business or hurts business, but it just seems maybe that's something you should be
able
to do.
Key component there.
Yes. Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.